granny tranny till makes fun of the elderly and the unsavories. I want to create a type two stool and fuck Tim Fast with my shit dildo. I'd masturbate with Orgel
just to get on Tim's show.
Just to get on Tim's show.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boo-boo!
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're going to rape you.
Hey, Freaks, Dimension, back here with you one more time on this very short week of shows. Thank you so much for joining me. This right here is Distorted View Daily, of course. Yeah, tomorrow I'll be off for Thanksgiving and, you know, might as well take Friday off too, right? Look, you guys all get the day off. I should get it off too. Fuck you. All right, I do have a great show for you today, though. First of all, I'm very proud to say I have not read nor have I seen any of the Twilight movies. You know, I did learn something interesting about the Twilight movies. Apparently, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is not my thing. Someone told me that in the book, they allude to Edward and who the girl is, Bella or Belle or whatever. I might be thinking of Beauty and the Beast. I don't know. I'm getting confused. But they said that Edward's penis, I don't remember exactly how they said it, but they basically alluded to the fact that he, being a vampire, where the fuck he is too powerful, and he would really hurt this Bella if they were to have sex, so he has to, like, punch her in the face or knock her out or something before they can have sex. That doesn't sound right, does it? I don't know if that's actually in the book or not. I think he may have been misinformed. At any rate, the phenomenon of vampire movies is not a new thing, surprisingly. And I'm going back even further than Interview with a Vampire. I'm talking about the 70s, maybe the 80s, I don't know. Here is a movie called Dracula's Gay Magic. This was found by our friends at Everything is Terrible. Take a listen to this recoculousness.
Mercy, I'm famished.
So that's gay Dracula, who sounds a lot like Tim Curry.
Mucho macho man, I love you.
Thank you. Punch press. Budweiser.
I don't know what the hell is going on. There's a bunch of guys screaming random words.
Hi, sweetie. Need a hand?
Yeah, one of the guys is left behind because he has to tie his shoe. It's a tragic mistake.
Need a hand?
Job.
Fuck off, you fucking fruit.
Don't knock it till you've tried.
Oh, yeah?
Him and turn into a faggot.
I feel pretty. Say, Turds, let's hit the bands.
Ooh, love.
I'll call the other girls.
Wow.
My star. What an adorable ambiance.
That seems to be the problem.
It's Lou. He's, I don't know, he's acting sort of queer.
Queer, you say?
No, no, I can't take it, I can't.
I bet you can. Little D wants...
He already seems pretty gay.
It's his midnight snacky poo.
Oh! Be back! Be back!
So apparently she was using a cross or something saying, stay back! And then gay Dracula fell out a window.
And so the curse of Dracula is lifted and vanishes like some loathsome lavender mist. Thus is the world made safe once more for the harmless heterosexual majority.
Are you sure this film wasn't produced by the Christian Coalition or something? Moving on, Tone Deaf Sean has a Christmas present for us all. And I know it's still a little early for Christmas, but Tone Deaf Sean heard Gordon Thomas on Monday's program and decided to sing a little duet with him. So here's Gordon Thomas and Tone Deaf Sean singing A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A Merry Christmas.
You can't tell which one's Gordon
and
which
Happy
one's Tone Deaf Sean.
A Merry Christmas.
God, they sound good together.
And a Happy New Year. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Here's the 5-minute instrumental.
Oh yeah, Timmy Boom. This one's going out to you and all the freaks. Not much going on here in the middle.
Yeah.
Step in.
Lyrics. He doesn't know what to do here. He's out of ideas. Just let the instrumentals go.
A Merry Christmas. New Year.
Let's not get fancy, Tone Deaf Sean.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Tone Deaf Sean, and I guess Gordon Thomas as well. It is still Slovember, and I've got probably one of my favorite Slovember clips. I don't know if this guy is... I don't know how retarded this guy is. There's definitely something wrong with him. I'm sure you could agree with me. The deal is this guy wanted to be in porn super bad, so he got himself invited to a bukkake shot. All he has to do is nut on a woman's face. But his penis gets a little shy. Luckily, though, the director knows of this goober's plight and administers a little tough love. So I guess eventually he does not. Let's see what happens together, shall we? Here we go.
Looking forward to making it in this porn business. I love it. I love the feeling of just busting a nut or sticking in a girl and making her cry.
See what I mean? He's at least a little retarded. First of all, he doesn't understand why the woman is crying. It's not because you've got a huge, massive member and, you know, you're sticking in it. She's crying because she's stuck with you fucking her. Something's gone horrible in her life. Now, I wish you guys could see how this dude is trying to get hard. He's really trying, but it's very visual, and unfortunately there's no audio that goes along with it. He is on his back. He can't stand up and get hard. So he lays on his back, right, with, like, his legs in the air. And this is not a small guy. He's kind of overweight, right? So it looks like it's a gay porn, what he's doing, right? So he's got his legs up. You can see his ass. He's trying to jerk off. There's tons of other guys around also getting ready to you know, blow their wad on this bitch's face. And they're staring at him like he's crazy because he is. Take a listen.
I try. Well, keep on trying, corn.
Man,
no, get out of there and beat off. Now, get in the corner and beat off. Okay. Don't come back until you're ready to come.
Yeah, Corn, his name is Corin, I guess. And Corin says, look, I can't get hired. And the director's like, no, you get in the corner and you beat off until you're ready to come. Now, he just stole, they're laughing at him because Corin walked over and basically stole the porno mag that a black guy was using to fluff himself.
Welcome to Bukkake. It's a fun place to be. You jack off and have a fun time. It's a fun time to place to be. And you see, it's your lucky. A beautiful girl with nice boobs and tits and a pussy. Yes, you come with a big smile and get paid $100.
A hard-earned dollar. Oh, poor Corin. Now listen, while he's singing this song, it's sort of like a video montage of guys jerking off, trying to get hard. Apparently it's difficult for these guys, and it's super gay. Because there are guys jerking off next to each other. You know, if you're straight, I can understand why, you know, it might be a little difficult. But there Corin is trying to,
Basically, all I do is read a porn book, and that's all I get.
So you're doing a lot of jacking off.
Yeah, basically.
Now, does the jacking off help you for bukkake? I mean,
hey, guess who that is?
Practice?
Well, basically, dumps the pain a little bit of not having sex with him, but never really does take away from the emotional trauma that I suffered from the life death call that I had.
I have no idea what he's saying. Apparently, he's had some sort of trauma in his life, and Jim is there, not being very nice. I'm trying to get my dick hard, and I can't, and you couldn't even be nice about it, Jim!
Behind you.
Okay. Yeah, so poor Corin, he's jerking off, doesn't even realize there's a woman with tits hanging out.
And I want you to cover Corin. Stare at her tits.
Eventually, Corin does manage to blow his load. I don't have any funny audio from his orgasm.
What do you look for in a woman?
Nice talk with chi-chis, a nice pussy, and someone to fuck in time of need.
Nice tits, nice pussy, and able to fuck anytime he needs. Ladies, I have a feeling he's still available if you want him. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yes, I want to give thanks to all of my Sideshow members for, helping me stay off the streets. If you would like to help me, sign up for the Sideshow right now. $5 a month or $50 a year. That's all it takes. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts. Yesterday was an extended one, about 15 minutes of bonus content if you want to hear it. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Lifetime memberships are available as well. All right. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one, this was written by our good friend Rosa, who I've mentioned before. She used to write for Gizmodo, and she's a listener of the show now. She listened to one episode. I don't know if she still listens. But if you listen once, you're a listener. Yes, Kohl's is facing major backlash. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? You have a radio or television, and you live in an area that has a Kohl's. You probably do. Department store chain Kohl's didn't just stumble into the land of awkward parodies. Oh, no. Someone in that company's advertising department woke up, browsed through YouTube, selected the most ridiculous video here she could find, and created a commercial to parody it. Means exactly what you think it means. There is now a Rebecca Black-inspired Black Friday commercial. And I gotta say, it's worse than the original because, Friday is a horrible song, but it's unintentionally funny. Like, this girl thought she was making a brilliant music video. It's awful and it's kind of catchy, right? Even though everyone hates it, you know, it gets stuck in your head. Take a listen to this steaming pile of corporate crap.
12 a.m. still hours still morning. Been online since yesterday. Bread smells bad. I need coffee. 500 early bird special. Not today. It's Black Friday, Black Friday. Gotta go to Kohl's on Black Friday. Everybody's going there at midnight. Black Friday, Black Friday. Something that rhymes with Friday. But done. I'll be done with this list by the weekend.
$15 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. Open Thursday at midnight.
This makes me hate Kohl's and the fucking actress that's involved with this. You know, Rosa does make a good point. In the commercial, this woman is like pushing an old lady out of the way so she can get in first and, you know, taking merchandise out of other people's carts. Like, this is the type of behavior that makes people hate Black Friday. Stupid Kohl's is encouraging it. So there you go. That is the Black Friday parody. Second story we have for you today. This comes from the Mother's, I don't know what the fuck this website is, Mother's Nurture Network or something. They've got a few ideas on how to stimulate or induce labor. If you're sick of carrying around all that goddamn weight and you're ready to pop out that cunt turd, here's a few surefire methods. First up, nipple stimulation. All right, I'm interested. How it works. The effect of manual nipple stimulation. So you just what? You're just at the grocery store tweaking your nipples and stuff till the baby comes out? Till your water breaks? The effect of manual nipple stimulation can be similar to nursing, which causes contractions. After birth, mothers are encouraged to nurse right away because those contractions help stop the bleeding. Known success rate? No, we don't know. The pros are it could help you get used to what nursing will feel like. Cons, it can be uncomfortable. Just let your husband suck on your tits. Come on. Sex is another method to induce labor. If you don't know, you wouldn't be in this predicament in the first place, right? Wink, wink. Actually, intercourse often is recommended to women at term because semen contains prostaglandins. Isn't that in yogurt? What am I thinking of? Probiotics, I don't know, which stimulate the cervix and also are in medications used to induce labor. Again, we don't know the success rate. Pros, kidding aside, sex is a good way to release tension and strengthen your relationship. And maybe the penis head will pop the sack the baby's in. I have no idea where babies come from or how. Cons could prove difficult given your size, but it never hurts to try. So there you go. Couple of, methods if you want to get rid of your baby. Not get rid of, like, in an abortion way, but get rid of, you know, out of your body. Join us back here on Distorted View next Monday, and I'll give you some surefire abortion tips. Final story we have for you today, though. The story comes from New Delhi. Or I'm sorry, New Delhi. Yes, New Delhi. At least 15 eunuchs were killed and 31 injured in India. There's a lot of eunuchs over there. When a fire engulfed a venue in the capital of New Delhi where an annual convention was being held, you know, the eunuch convention. It's kind of like Dragon Con, but with less furries. The blaze broke out on Sunday evening and quickly spread through tents erected in the east of the city for the three-day gathering of thousands of eunuchs. Eunuch Palooza. Police said a short circuit in an electrical system may have sparked the fire. Eyewitnesses recounted the horror of watching their friends caught up in the inferno. She's on fire! My eunuch's on fire! Quote, we were serving some tea to activists when the tent above our head just exploded in flames, said Swapna Kumari, one of the participants. Fire brigade officials said they pulled 14 charred bodies from the gutted tents. One person died on the way to the hospital. The Delhi government is investigating allegations that the organizers of the gathering had not sought permission from the fire department. In India, the term eunuch is mostly used to refer to cross-dressers and pre- and post-op transsexuals. Indian eunuchs are severely marginalized and unable to get jobs, often relying on begging and the sex trade industry for income. So there you go. Fantastic. That, my friends, is your Distorta News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails. Get the hell out of here. All right, Freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Sideshow member CJ, the 34-year-old near-dead
hey,
from
CJ,
Seattle.
CJ, yes.
And I'm giving you a call from Berlin, Germany, doing a little bucket list traveling. And this call is very expensive, so love the show. Keep up the good work.
Bye. All right. Well, thank you very much. That 16-second call cost him $28.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Hi, Tim, it's your favorite underage listener, Dylan, calling in.
And I just Dylan sounds like the stale Kaiser roll.
Hey, I'm tired of
jacking
off to my Russell.
I wonder where the stale Kaiser roll is. A lot of you listeners probably don't know what I'm talking about.
Blow poster, jacking my one-inch wonder.
Back in 2000, was it five? This was during the first full year of the show that I was the podcast. I was reading a bunch of stories about how people were putting up on eBay these ridiculous products, like, you know, a piece of toast that looks like it has the image of the Virgin Mary or whatever. So I thought I would try to just sell a stale Kaiser bun, you know, bread on eBay. And I think I got like $20-some for that. And the stale Kaiser roll was a character on the show for a while. All right.
Hey, Tim. It's Matt in Kansas.
Hi,
can
Matt.
Can you not get wireless headphones? Like, do they fuck with your recording or something? Like, when you got, like, a cell phone by a car radio or something? And it
goes, yeah.
Like, yeah, I used to have a pair of Sennheisers that were just that old.
I don't know how it would work. I don't know. Because I have to plug this into my mixer. So I don't know exactly how the wireless would work.
900 megahertz, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were awesome. And I bought them for exactly that reason. That
yeah.
They kept getting tangled up and shit, and I would break them.
Cords are the worst.
All the cords and stuff. So, and
you know, one day we're just not going to have cords anymore, and it's going to be great. I can't wait for that future to come.
Hey,
like everything's going to be like wireless charge. Electricity's going to be wireless. It's going to be magic.
I'm Kansas, and sorry to call for the second time in the same day, but.
That's okay. I didn't play your first one.
And when you defend yourself against like allegations, you kind of slowly work yourself into Snagglepuss. It's kind of funny. You're just like, well, I'm not really like in support of child molesters or anything. I just don't think that they should be like having sex with people in a shower. I'll even give them tips even.
I do not sound like Snagglepuss. Stop it.
Hi, Kenny. Yes, this is the Wednesday show. Great program as usual.
Thank you.
I wanted to call in with a quick quip about the PETA thing. And I usually don't get riled up about stuff, but PETA fucking pisses the hell out of me. I don't think anyone played the Mario game.
I did.
They have. It's a really great game. And maybe as a gamer, you can understand why I'm getting so riled up about this. But
oh, I thought you meant the PETA game. Yeah, after the show, I went and I found the Flash game. It's really stupid.
You get the Tanuki ability from a leaf.
Yes.
There are no Tanukis in the game. you get the thing from a fucking leaf. It's a magical leaf.
Well, wait a second. In Super Mario Brothers 3, how do you get the Tanuki suit? It's like a first suit. Because don't you get it from Toad or something? One of those little chests? But a leaf, because the leaf makes you the raccoon.
It gives you, I guess, the raccoon suit. And I feel like if anybody in PG would have played the damn game,
yeah,
they would have realized that there is no injuring of the Tanuki or even appearance of the Tanuki. So, I don't know. It's just, if you're going to get mad about something, get your fucking back straight. Seriously.
Yeah. Come on,
anyway,
PETA.
Jigu.
PETA is obviously not game.
Jim, I'll admit, I love Batman Arkham City, and that's pretty much as far as I go in the gaming community.
Yep.
But if I have to read one more fucking Facebook post about Skyrim, I'm going to shoot someone in the fucking throat. All that Skyrim is just World of Warcraft with first-person to third-person capabilities and better graphics. That's all that shit is, and it needs to fucking end.
Oh,
you have no life, and you need to go outside and read a fucking book, you son of a bitch.
Are you talking to me? I just asked about it. I didn't even know what the fuck it was. I've never played any of those games before. Just wondering.
Yeah, Jim.
Don't yell at me. Come on. Exit. Stage left.
No, I'm going to get a bunch of shit for it. But anyway, I said father-in-law. I meant stepfather, of course.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell he's referring to.
Hey, Jim, I found someone on Yahoo. Wants to know if he can use WD-40 as personal lubricant.
Oh, it's probably Dylan.
One of the replies is, "Yeah, buddy." Okay. And a much more rational answer was, "Are you serious? You can't use engine oil for lubricant."
Sure you can. Why the hell couldn't you?
Hey, Tim. Third Rock from the Sun was just released on DVD. I've been watching the shit out of that.
This is Dylan again.
Bargain bin at Walmart, now I'm hooked on that. This is underage listener Dylan, aka Tiny Dink Grandpa. I'm thinking you call it my life anymore now that I have it.
I do like his new name, Tiny Dink Grandpa.
Tim, Dave from Chicago.
Hi, Dave.
Wanted to pass something on to you that happened.
Go ahead. What do you got to PS on me?
Stopped at a local McDonald's for lunch.
Yeah.
Walk in the front door, and they're cleaning the window. Yes. A window licker.
His
an
tongue?
Asian window licker. At that, he looks up at me and says,
welcome
to McDonald's.
Really? How can I
and I thought
help,
of you instantly, Tim.
Help you.
Fire pass it on.
All right, thank you very much. And finally today.
Hey, Tim. Chuck in Salt Lake City here. Just wanted to call in. I just got through listening to the, I guess it was 15th. Sextastic Tuesday, November 15th. I just wanted to call and say, man, you're in rare form.
Thank you.
What a great show. Lots of energy. And the story from Corey was awesome.
Yes.
Corey.
As always, Corey does amazing work. Can't wait to work with him again. All right, thank you everyone for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it oh god?
I love the feeling of just busting a nut or sticking in a girl and making her cry.
What was it? Where am I at now? I'm lightheaded. Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Guys, have a great, happy, safe Thanksgiving. Be careful out there, especially if you're going to be out there on Friday with all the fucking nut jobs looking for a deal. I'll see you back on Monday to kick off a new week of shows. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!